Welcome to the Vertical Vision Podcast with Ernest Finklia. Here we use the Word of God to gain biblical perspectives and direction for daily life. You can contact us by email at verticalvision316@outlook.com. And now, here's Ernest.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, I want to talk about having something to be proud of. And you might think, well, I've got a lot of things to be proud of, and we do as a whole. You know, we are proud of our achievements. We can be proud of our careers. We can be proud of our families, our friends, our possessions. There's a host of things that we can be proud of. But God tells us that the greatest thing that we can be proud of is that we have a relationship with Him and that we know Him. Listen to what he says here in Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Let not a wise man boast in his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast in his might. Let not a rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For I delight in these things, declares the Lord. Now, generally, when we think about boasting, we think about bragging. But this word here is the word hallel in Hebrew, where we get the word hallelujah, praise God from. So hallel means to praise. And so God's saying, look, if you're wise, don't praise your wisdom. If you're rich, don't praise your riches. If you're strong, don't praise your strength. But if you're going to praise something, if you're going to get excited about something, let it be in this, that you understand and know me. Now think about this. If there's anything we can really be excited about, is the fact that we understand and know the God of all creation. And you think, you know, for me, I go, well, wait a minute. I don't even begin to understand God. And that's true. He's unfathomable, the Bible says. He's beyond understanding. But because of our relationship with Him, we do understand a lot about the Lord. And a couple of things are listed right here in Jeremiah 9. You know, we understand that He is a loving and kind God. We understand that He's just. We understand that He's righteous. We understand that He cares so much about us that He sent His only Son, Jesus, to die for our sins so that we could be forgiven and live with Him for all eternity. You know, we understand He is patient with us. We understand that He is gentle and merciful with us. This is just scratching the surface of the things that we understand about God. But more than that, God says, take pride or be praising the fact that you know me. And this word for know is a special word. It's yada in Hebrew. And it's a word that means to know intimately. It's a word that's used to describe the intimacy between a husband and wife. And to think that that's the kind of relationship that God has made available to us, that is definitely something to be proud of. And it's not because of anything we've done, but it's because of what God has done for us. You know, Jesus died on a cross to pay for our sins because our sins separated us from God. We were unrighteous and unholy. And so Jesus paid for our sins so that God could forgive us and bring us back into relationship with Himself. That's how important this relationship is to Him. This is just mind-boggling to me. Because God knows us. He knows us personally. He knows our flaws. He knows our failures. He knows our weaknesses. He knows our sins. He knew all of that going into this relationship, and He dealt with that on the cross. And now we have this incredible privilege to have this intimate relationship with the creator of everything. And you might be saying, well, my relationship with the Lord isn't that close. You know, how do I get that kind of relationship? Well, it's going to take time, number one. This is a lifelong process. And really, it's the same with any relationship that we have. You know, if a guy and a gal fall in love and they begin to really get to know each other, well, it's a lifetime learning. Once they get married, that's just really the beginning of getting to know each other on a whole different level. And over time, as they grow together in their marriage, their understanding and that intimacy grows as well. But it takes time. And our relationship with the Lord and that intimacy with the Lord is going to grow over our entire lifetime. And then one day we're going to stand before the Lord in heaven. And Paul talks about how we will know as we have been known. We're going to finally have that full-blown knowledge and understanding of the Lord because we're right there with him. But in the meantime, we need to invest in the relationship. So we get to know the Lord better as we spend time with him. And that's simply coming down to the fact of spending time in the Word and in prayer. You know, that's how we get alone with the Lord, and we're listening to what he's saying to us from the Word. We're listening to what he's saying through the Holy Spirit. We're watching him interact with people in the Scriptures. We're watching how he does things. We're gaining an understanding of who he is. Another thing we can do to get to know him better is to do things with him. And what I mean by that is, if the Lord tells you to do something for him, you know, maybe it's just an example, like a short-term missions trip, and that might scare you to death, but you say, okay, I'll go do that. And you let God use you, you get to see him move in your life and through your life, and you gain a better understanding of him and greater intimacy with him. And so those are some simple things that we can do. But understand this too, that as Christians, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. That's pretty intimate. And we can rely upon him to help us grow in this relationship with the Lord. He's our teacher. He's our helper. And we need a lot of help in our relationship with God. So this is something we really need to be proud of, that God would love us so much to the point where he enters into this relationship and we can understand and know him intimately. But another thing that we can really be proud of is what the Lord has done in our lives. David talks about this in Psalm 3, verse 3. He says, "But you, O Lord, art a shield about me, my glory, and the one who lifts up my head." Because of this relationship that the Lord has given us with himself, he is our glory, and he is the one who lifts up our head. Now, what is that talking about? Well, the word for glory means something to this effect, that God is our honor, he is our majesty, he is the one who sets us apart from other things, distinguishes us, and makes us special. Okay? Now, I've said a lot there, but break it down to this. God is the one who makes us special. How special are we? Wow. You know, where do you even begin with that? We are beloved of God. He is the one who lifts up our heads. That means he exalts us to a higher position than where we were. Think about this. We went from being an enemy of God and facing his just judgment because of our sin to being children of God. The Bible says that he has adopted us as sons and daughters. And when it talks about our adoption as sons or as daughters of God, it's not talking about little children, but it's actually adult sons, adult daughters. And this is really important because this is something that would happen in, you would see it a lot in the ancient cultures where a head of a household, a father, would adopt somebody. And in so doing, not a little child, but adopt an adult and give them all of the rights and privileges and responsibilities of that household. If you've ever seen the old version of Ben-Hur, okay, with Charlton Heston, there is a scene there where he is adopted. There is a general who Judah Ben-Hur saves his life. And at that time, Judah's a galley slave. And in time, this general formally adopts Judah as his own son. And there's this huge ceremony, and he puts a signet ring on Judah's hand, and that's a symbol of the authority and the privileges and responsibilities of the general's household. And that's what God does with you and with me. Yes, we are referred to in Scripture as little children. God loves us that way, beloved little kids. And that's a sweet place to be. But also, he has elevated us to a position of privilege and honor within his kingdom. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that we are joint heirs with Jesus Christ. We're going to reign with him. And, you know, this is a position that is so far removed from what we were. And there's something also that the Bible talks about. Paul talks about this as far as our referring to God as our Father. There's a passage where it says that we can cry out to him and call him Abba. And if you've heard me in the past, I've talked about this, how that word Abba is Papa in Aramaic and in Hebrew. And you see children referring to their daddies this way in the Middle East. And it's this term of endearment and love and intimacy. And consider this, because of everything that God has done for us, because of what Jesus did for us on that cross, because we are now children of God, adopted sons and daughters, we can call the Almighty God, the Alpha and the Omega, the creator of all things, Papa. You cannot get more intimate as far as a child and father relationship than that. There is such a sense of endearment and love and closeness in that word, Papa. And that is what God has given you and me the privilege of being able to say to him. You and I are the beloved bride of Jesus Christ. You and I are dwelling places of the Most High God. This is who we are. So if we're going to be excited about anything in life, if we're going to be proud of something absolutely spectacular, this is why God says, be proud, exalt in, praise the fact that you understand and know me. And like David says, glory in the fact that God has given you honor and position and a life that is so far greater than anything you and I have ever had before. Let this sink into you. And you might know these things, but do you own these things? You know, there's so many things that I know in the Bible, but I can't say that I've really owned them. I've apprehended them, and it's like, yeah, I anchor into that, and that's just a part of me, a part of my thinking. Let this be a part of who you are. Bring this into your way of thinking every day. And, you know, you may be discouraged about things that are going on in your life right now. Maybe you're depressed. Maybe your job situation's bad. Maybe your world is actually crashing around you, crashing down around you, you know, a bad medical diagnosis. Or, you know, financially things are in the tank. Or you're just feeling dry and empty. And you have no sense of value. You know, what am I doing with my life? You know what? If we're putting our hope and our praise in things of this life, in this world, our jobs, our careers, our finances, our health, whatever it is, you know, those things are going to fail us, but the Lord will never fail us. And the Lord is bigger than anything that we could ever face. And His love for us is greater than any fear or any sorrow that we could ever go through. Let this fact that you understand and know God and that He has exalted you into a position of intimacy with Him be that thing that you're proud of above all else. God bless you. Keep holding to Jesus, and we'll see you next time.
We would like to thank you for joining us for this episode of the Vertical Vision Podcast. Feel free to reach out to us with any questions or comments at verticalvision316@outlook.com. Stay tuned for more episodes.